AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Supreme Court says gays can marry anywhere in the United States. This historic decision came down about an hour ago. We go live now to Washington and our Jerry Bodlander.
Rita, in a long-awaited ruling, the court split 5-4, saying that same-sex couples have a right to marry anywhere in the U.S. 36 states currently allow it. The ruling, written by Justice Anthony Kennedy, means that 14 states can no longer enforce their prohibitions on same-sex marriage. The lead plaintiff in the case, James Obergefell of Ohio, one of the 14 states, was ecstatic outside the court.
Today's ruling from the Supreme Court affirms what millions across this country already know to be true in our hearts. Our love is equal.
Now with the president's reaction, here's correspondent Mark Smith.
Jerry, within minutes of the announcement, the president used his new Twitter account to call the decision a big step in the nation's march toward equality. And using the gay rights hashtag LoveWins, he added, gay and lesbian couples can now marry just like anyone else. And he's about to say more momentarily in the Rose Garden. Rita?
But critics say the Supreme Court is ignoring the wishes of many Americans. Attorney Austin Nimux represents a group called the Alliance Defending Freedom.
Nobody has the right to say that a mom or a woman or a dad or a man is irrelevant and that there are differences that shouldn't be celebrated. Millions of Americans still believe that, and yet the court today choked off that debate.
Now to the terror attack on an American gas factory near Lyon, France. It has killed one man and injured two others. One suspect taken into custody after ramming a car into gas canisters there, setting off an explosion. Two other people in the suspect's apartment building have now been taken away by police. By the way, we're told the dead man was the suspect's employer. This is AP Radio News. A man from Ohio with a golden voice who was once homeless is running for president as an independent. Here's our Ed Donahue.
Ted Williams was panhandling on a highway ramp in Columbus, Ohio, 4 years ago.
I got 2 years clean, and I'm trying hard to get it back, and hopefully somebody from one of these television or radio says, hey, I need a voiceover.
Williams got some voiceover work jobs. He said the philanthropy of others helped give him a break.
There's a lot of people that's going to use it for bad things, and there's a lot of people that's going to use it for good things.
Ted Williams says he plans to focus his presidential campaign on fair housing, veterans issues, jobs, and improving schools. I'm Ed Donahue.
We're told New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is joining the race for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination and plans to announce that on Tuesday. After the announcement, he is scheduled to head to New Hampshire, where he will hold a town hall meeting on Tuesday evening. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.